I clapped so much harder every other time, but it's okay.
Well, we can do we're it gonna... again if you want.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, I just hit the wrong. I don't know. I was all fingers. You know what I mean?
You gotta get the cupping action.
Yeah. Well, though, when I do that air. No, I usually go flat. I usually go flat for this, right. For this, because I'm literally trying to make it look a slate. I want it to be flat. I don't want there to be any potential for misfiring, you know? So I, you know.
Oh, that one was nice. We should do it. Let's do it again. Okay, we'll both go full flat, Snapdragon.
Okay. Oh, this is not going to feel good. All right, my hands are already tingling. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, clap.
I could do better.
I hit my hands so hard.
I could do better, I think. Let's try again.
I can't. My hands hurt.
That's a pretty good one.
Oh, God. Fuck. I have to take off my watch. Oh. I got to jiggle my hand around. It feels too tight.
Too tight.
Oh. Fuck me. All right.
I'm trying.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to have. I won't. I'm gonna hit the button.
Oh, what button? Oh,
this one.
I'll make a stay out of you. Wakey, wakey. Diddy
booyah. Welcome back to I'll Make a Stay Out of You, the podcast where I, Phil, get together with my friend Tom, and we talk about Stray Kids. Tom, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay, too. I just, you know.
That's good. Sorry, I should have followed up my answer with how about you? But or
some larger explanation of why have you been good?
Why is good?
Why is good? So, guy.
Oh shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. So yesterday was a weird day. Yesterday was Thanksgiving, by the way.
Right.
For those of you listening to this episode after it comes out. So yesterday was Thanksgiving and we didn't go to bed because I'm on a 4-day weekend, you know, it's kind of nice.
Right. Nice.
And, we didn't go to bed till probably around like 1, I think. Mm-hmm. And I woke up coughing, like choking, coughing, kind of felt like I had like maybe like thrown up while in my sleep and then inhaled that throw up. Like it was
Jesus Christ.
Not a good feeling. Really not good. I was in so much pain and it sucked. And then I got up and I ran downstairs and got a glass of water and I was just trying to like make the feeling go away, but it just fucking wouldn't. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll try to go back to sleep. And so I laid back down and I was trying to fall asleep, but I had really bad heartburn. So I ate a Tums and then I sat there for a little while longer and like maybe an hour had passed and I was like, man, I still have heartburn. So I took another Tums and I sat there for like another 30 minutes, unable to fall asleep in a lot of pain because like it's just burning inside my throat and I'm like,
right,
okay, this clearly is not working out, so I'm gonna get up. And then I spent some time on the computer and then I went downstairs and took a little nap while I put on a movie and took a nap on the couch, finally was able to fall asleep. And then I woke up and I was like, I'm sick, like I don't feel good at all.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe it had something, like maybe it was like a little food poisoning maybe, because we got some sushi for dinner Wednesday night and I had like, I had 9 pieces of salmon sashimi. So, yeah, it was good. It was so good.
Sounds good. The results maybe not so much, but yeah.
But Well, so I thought, maybe the salmon was bad, you know, and this is the effects of that.
Sure.
So I was just miserable all day, and you know, Anna was being a sweetheart and bringing me tea filled with honey, which was amazing. So we ran out of honey.
Oh.
So much tea. And I was like, fuck, man, I'm going to be sick all weekend. This sucks. Like, I don't want to be sick on my 4-day weekend, you know? But yeah. I woke up this morning and I felt fine. So I was like, okay, cool. I don't know what that was about yesterday, but I'm feeling good now. So.
Well, that is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it. I definitely, during Thanksgiving, on Thanksgiving Day, I was like, oh no. My throat was a little scratchy, you know. Yeah. I had a little itchy scratchy going on. And I was worried that I'm like, oh God, like here I am getting a sore throat, like I'm gonna get sick. And you know, like throughout the day it got a little better, but then like at night when we were doing karaoke, of course, naturally I sang Connected by Bang Chan. But then we sang, because it went so well when we did it with Rogue and Absurd, we also did My Eyes from the Dr. Horrible sing along blog musical.
Okay. Not Your Eyes.
Isn't it My Eyes? Is it Your Eyes?
No.
I don't fucking I think it's My Eyes. Wait.
My Eyes from Dr. Horrible sing along blog is probably a lot better than Your Eyes from Stray Kids.
It's My Eyes. It's My Eyes.
You know.
That's why. You know, I kept in my brain, I was like, I can't believe it's not called Your Eyes. I thought it was your, and it did not click for me that I was crossing the wires with Stray Kids. That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we did a duet of that, Jeanette and I, and you know, I was fine, but like I could tell my throat was a little off, you know, but that, you know, with Michelle got a little sick today. So, you know, naturally when you're an adult and or a parent, like your own illness or bad feelings just takes a complete back seat.
Yeah.
Jeanette like was a machine. She like made everything at Thanksgiving except for the turkey. Basically, she had a hand in some way or another. She baked dinner rolls from scratch and they turned out great. So, you know. She was honestly just killing it. She did get to cook a lot with her mom, which is like a nice kind of like bonding thing for them. I think that's really nice. But like, of course, because she was doing all the cooking, like I was watching the kids and stuff. So she missed out on a little bit of the quality time with the kids too. But, you know, it is what it is. Like she had a good time. But what after she was like cooking, she started to get like a sore neck, like a stiff neck. And like now it's been like 2 days where it's just like so tight. You know, I don't know if you ever get like a tight muscle in your neck where like to the point where like you can't turn your head left and right. You have to like turn your shoulders. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I've done that. Wasn't
that's
fun.
Just like an old person thing, right? Like that's just something that just starts to happen once you hit 30, right? Is that how that works?
I think it is. That's true.
Yeah. But she's still dealing with it right now. I think I sent her off to the massage chair when we got home. But like, you know, just like me, like being feeling like, oh, I'm coming down with something, but I have to just suck it up because I have kids. It's like Jeanette is dealing with that. And she still like had to go through like Michelle's nighttime routine and do all this stuff. So,
right.
But it's, yeah, I don't know. We had a good time. I mean, we had a pretty fun time there. Logan found a little piece of quartz in somebody's yard and he's just so stoked about it, and he's like oh man, I really want to look at this under a microscope, because like the thing he's been asking for more than anything else for Christmas is he really wants a microscope.
Okay.
And he does not know that I already, before he had said I want a microscope for Christmas, I already got him one. Like it's been in the garage for a while. So yeah, it's just like waiting for Christmas, because we tried to shop early this year, yeah, a little bit. And so I'm like excited because he keeps talking about how like stoked he is. He's like, oh man, I'm gonna look at this under a microscope and it's gonna be so cool. And I'm just like, yeah, you are. You literally are. And I know that you are. It's pretty great. So yeah, it's pretty fun. I don't know. Nice. Yeah, it's pretty good. But my kids aren't what this podcast is about. I mean, in some ways it is. The other thing I should mention that was pretty cool that we did is Disney came out with a new movie called Wish. It came out like this Wednesday.
Okay.
And the kids have never seen a movie in the theater before. And so they both got kind of excited when they saw like the trailers and stuff for this. And so we thought like, oh, well, like maybe we make this their first movie in a theater. And so we got tickets and we went on Wednesday and the kids were so well behaved. They did great in the theater. They loved the movie. Michelle's been listening to the soundtrack on repeat now and she's like singing along to it and stuff. The only downside really is that she keeps going like, hey, so like, can you download Wish, please? And I'm like, oh, yeah. See, the thing is that like normally we wait until it's out on digital when new movies come out. And we didn't do that this time. So now you got to wait 6 months. Sorry.
Right.
And then like, you know, there's not even like we immediately after because they behaved so well. We went to this Target right behind it because we're like all about like, oh, you like something? Let me get you the video game and toy for that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we went to Target and we went and found some Wish toys, not like crazy expensive ones, but like just some. And then they were like super happy, very appreciative. Like we went home, they were just playing and pretending with them. It was awesome. So it was great. You know, they just had the best time and that was super fun. So, and now I will have it documented. What their first movie was. So if they ever want to know, then we'll know. It's here. You know, they saw Wish. I thought it was pretty good. I know I haven't actually looked at any reviews, but I've heard that the reviews were not amazing for it, which I'm surprised by because, like, I don't know. I saw it. It was pretty good. Well, I don't understand.
The only thing that I think that I know about it, if it's the same thing that I thought I saw, is that... there's like I saw a TikTok that was like, they did this for Moana and it's the You're Welcome song. And then they're like,
yeah.
And this is the most that they could do for Wish. And it's like some kind of lame song. It's like, okay, whatever. Like who cares? What do you care?
I think the songs were great. They had a song that reminded me of Les Mis. Like it's literally like a bunch of people starting a revolution. And I was like, this is great. Like,
I think maybe it was like the animation style. I don't know.
Well, the animation style is a little different because they basically it's 3D animated, but they use like cel shading and stuff to make it look like an old style hand drawn cartoon. And so I can understand somebody being like, I don't get it. But like it was fine. Like
right.
It looked pretty good.
IDK.
Yeah. My BFF Jill. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. But this is a Straight Kids podcast, saying earlier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we got Straight Kids stuff to watch because they released...
Well, hang on. Wait a minute.
What am I waiting for? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just hold your horses.
I'm holding them.
Because before we began tonight, a message populated automatically in our Discord.
Oh, yeah.
About a thing that I set up a couple weeks ago.
Are you going to say a person's name? Because we just had this whole conversation about not saying people's names.
That's true. But we do have a winner for our first Make a Stay Pod's first ever giveaway for the Rockstar Target exclusive album. And that winner has been selected. And their name is posted in the promotions channel. So give a big congratulatory Straight Kids woo to them. And they need to DM me their address so I can send it to them.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. Yeah, I'm happy that this all kicked off and worked. And, you know, since it went well and the bot did the thing where we didn't have to think about what was going on. I'm sure we can do it more in the future.
Yeah,
because that was very helpful.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for that person who won, here's a... Diddy booyah. You're welcome. it seems silly now to be at this point and then to be like, oh, right. What I should have done is like, congratulations. Like, you know, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I did not get a signed album. No, I did not.
That's okay. Okay. I have an unopened signed album if you need one so desperately.
No, no, I'm not desperate for one. It's fine. A part of the stay experience is not getting a signed album. I'm living the international stay experience right now.
Oh, wait. You don't except see that I have Target channel? Exclusives. It's called Promotions. It's at the very top underneath Pod Announcements. If you don't see it, that's bad news bears. That means I might need to do something to the...
That is live Discord. Troubleshooting Discord.
Yeah. You have to checkmark it. It may be a part of like the onboarding process, and depending on what you select, I have to add it. Maybe I'll have to figure that out. I'm sorry. That means that people could potentially have not been able to participate in the promotion because didn't know they didn't have access to the channel.
Oh, we're gonna have to do a second promotion.
Oh, big oof! We're gonna have to do another one. That really sucks. Yeah. When it was posted, it tagged everyone. Mooney says so. I mean, someone in our chat says.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. You're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Tom Stray Kids released a music video for Megaverse, which is a fucking banger a song. Oh, I don't know if I've said this, by the way. It's like, you know, obviously we've been listening to Rockstar a lot.
Say it.
I officially have a favorite song off of Rockstar.
Oh, okay.
Can you guess what it is?
Ooh. You're gonna make me guess. You have a favorite song off of Rockstar, and I have to guess what it is. Give me just a second.
Yeah, that's how it works. Are you gonna pull it up so you can see the track list? That makes sense.
Megaverse, la 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 la, Blind Spot. Oh, you're more into the ballads, though, so it's kind of like...
Oh.
Okay, never mind. You're...
No. I was respecting your, you know, your choice.
I'm thinking it's either between Cover Me or Leave. I'm going to say... I think Cover Me.
So cover me now! And the answer is Blind Spot. Blind Spot is my favorite song on Rockstar.
All right.
It's so good. It's such a hype song. Because the kids had headphones on our way back today, and we were listening to Rockstar on repeat, well, on shuffle, kind of, but also on repeat. And just every time Blind Spot came on, I was so happy. That song is good. I typically when there's like ballads and stuff, I'm like, oh, there's a ballad on and I'm trying to drive, skip. But Cover Me, the vocals are so good that I can't help but stay and listen to it. So I do love it. Mm-hmm. But Blind Spot is an incredible song. And yeah, it just works for me on every level. So.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah. Anyway, but they didn't make a music video for that yet. They did for Megaverse, so we're going to watch it, and it's going to be good. You ready to see it? There was a teaser. We watched that, but this is a real deal.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. I hit the wrong button. Now I do it this way.
Welcome to the Stray Kids Hot Megaverse.
All right, Tom, that is the Megaverse music video. What do you think?
Why are they terrorizing this poor security guard?
Well, that's what you get for being a contestant in Squid Game, you know?
Okay.
Right? That actor was a contestant in Squid Game.
Was in Squid Game? Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, as everyone will point out at the end there, he writes Tableau, Stray Kids, and then Tableau. Right. Tableau is an artist who Stray Kids is going to be collaborating with from Epic High. Now, when people were super stoked about this and were like, oh, my God, Tableau. And I was like, who? Because, like, sometimes I realize, like, you know, like we talked about how you've been listening to NCT recently. And I feel like that and this makes me realize, like, how small my worldview of K-pop is because I only listen to one group, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not true, but even the other groups that I listen to tend to be other, like, JYP groups just because that's the survival shows I've been watching, right? So that's what I get fed. And so I'm just like, oh, Epic High, huh? You know, like, I don't, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so interesting. I'm definitely interested to know more because if we're going to be collabing with them, I'm curious as to like what's going on there.
Yeah.
Now, do you think of the actual music video as a whole, though? What were we going to say?
Well, I was going to say there's only one collaboration that I'm interested in, and I manifested a little small portion of it, but I want more. Oh. I need more.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I want that Hyunjin Taemin. Just I want a whole album of just and I'm not a ballad guy, but I feel right. like it just needs to be a bunch of like hot, sexy, romantic. Just bops and ballads one yeah. after another from Hyunjin and Taemin.
I'm not 100% sure that the world is ready for that, but I am. I think the way that somehow, like, you know, like the move from that TikTok that from Taemin's song
yeah.
is hot, right?
Yeah.
But the way that Hyunjin does it, even though he is wearing an undershirt, is so hot. It's like off the scale. And I'm like, how did you manage that? Like I don't get it. It's just, he knows how to use his body and he knows how to look at a camera. It's ridiculous. Anyway, it's good. So I would like that, but I could see that happening, at a time in the future where they'll have more opportunity for solo projects, we'll say. That's all I'll say about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, that could happen. The other thing that I'll say, and not to offend anyone who's a fan of Taemin, because I like him, but his haircut.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Need I say more?
Don't be mean to our boy Taemin.
Hyunjin has also had a badly styled haircut before, and when styled correctly, it looked fine. But there was some times where it was styled badly. It happens, right? Like, and maybe it's just not a style that I'm after. But yeah, he has a bowl cut and a mullet. I don't know whose decision that was. It was weird. But that's my personal taste. That I was just like, oh. But that's okay. It doesn't have to be for me, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know who it's for, but it must be for someone.
Don't worry about it.
That K-pop Beatle, early Beatles demographic.
He doesn't need to have a good hairstyle to woo anybody, really.
True. Yeah. Anyway, but it was surprising. I'm used to him having a better hairstyle. I don't know. It was crazy. I just was surprised. I was like, oh, what?
Yeah.
But it's fine. You know, it's whatever. I'm not going to judge too hard. Anyway, so the thing I was desperate to talk to you about this music video has nothing to do with the collab.
Okay.
It's that when we were doing our theorizing about Stray Kids and we were saying like, okay, they're all the same person because they're not really in the same shot together and like they're passing, you know, notes back and forth and they're actually the same person. Like that was our theory at some point, whether that meant that they were in the same person in different universes or the same person in the same body and taking control at different times, we were unsure of. But that was our theory up until we watched, you know, the show that they did, Schizflix. But now we get this, and I'm like, oh my God, we were right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because well, I'm watching this, and I'm like, excuse me, every time they change, they're standing in the same position. They are the same person.
Right.
We were right. Vindication has been met to us this day. it feels good because, like, I was pretty deflated when we watched Schizflix, and it was like, it's just two people. Maybe they swap places. Okay. Like, our theory was better. And now, vindication. Yeah. That we were right the whole time.
We're winners.
It was just a different, you know, Schizflix was its own thing. This is the real lore. Okay. This is what we were talking about.
Yeah.
So,
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, if anyone wants to come to the Stray Kids official lore podcast, you found it, you know.
Yeah.
We're not accepting. We don't even need other people to guide us. We use our brains, we discover it. It's perfect. You know, no big deal.
NBD.
NBD. So Stray Kids is not, at least as of right now, going to perform at MAMA.
Right.
Last I heard, that could change any moment, so who knows? But as of this moment, I have not heard anything about them playing at MAMA. But they did do a performance for the Billboard Music Awards, where they did like a full stage performance and kind of mixed S-Class and La 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 La. So it could be pretty great, because this is like the MAMA stage performances I always love every year. And so I'd be sad if we didn't go, but if this is what we get instead, I haven't watched it yet, but I hope it's good, right? Because those stage performances were like the Kingdom performances. Like, that's the kind of production that went on in those. So are we going to get that? I don't know. I haven't watched it yet, but people seem to like it, so we're going to find out.
Let's find out then.
Yeah, let's do it.
Daddy.
And there we go. That was the Billboard Music Awards.
Wow.
What'd you think? What'd you think of that?
That was something special, all right. I liked it a lot. One thing, though, that mm-hmm. I was thinking, the stage should have been a little lower, or the audience, wherever they were, should have been a little higher, because it looked like if you were in the audience, especially if you're up close, like mm-hmm. up in the front, like you would have seen their heads maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a perspective thing, but because
I'm sure
so
they had
back.
Like monitors, but I think they had to, because the fire and the special effects, like fireworks and stuff, those were all real, right? So they can't put the people right up next to pyrotechnics. And the only way to get it to go right in front of the stage like that is to put it right there. So I assume it's something like that. I mean, we've got people in our Discord who do like you know, concert venue management type stuff, so maybe they'll have some insight on that. But
I'm sure there's a reason they did it that way. Think that like they probably could have made it a little more visible, like made the boys a little more visible, right? On the stage for the audience. It was fine for us, you know, but if you were there, it probably wouldn't have been as enjoyable.
I guess that's probably true. I don't know, if you're a stay and you get to be in a crowd that small, I think that it's incredible, because like normally you're in an arena, right? Like and the lights are not on. The lights were on. Like, you get to see them, they get to see you, like, as they're doing, you know, every part of it. Like, you're there, and you could hear them singing along and stuff. Like, the stays who were there, even if you're looking up their noses, like, that's not an experience anyone else got, that's pretty good.
It did look like a very small crowd, so, yeah, that's an experience for sure. But I would hate for, like, imagine you're one of those people that you're like, oh my God, like, I'm one of the, you know, 100 people that gets to go to this, and then you can't fucking see them while they're performing, you know?
Yeah. I guess that's a good point. I will say that Stray Kids did win a Billboard Music Award, so good for us.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, pretty great. Oh, the other thing that happened, that this is actually like a really big deal, I think, for all of Stay and for us as a community, I think, because a lot of us were voting, is that Stray Kids did win Music Core for the first time ever. So now we've won. This makes it so that was the only music show we had never won before, of the Korean music shows. And we finally won it. This is the show that that Lee No was a host on. And so we were working really hard to try and get the win in the last comeback, but couldn't get there. And then he wasn't he hadn't been the host for like 2 weeks when we finally got a win. That's so frustrating. But it's it was great. It was great to see them win. I was really happy to see it. So yeah. Yes. Show. Yeah. We got the win. A win is a win.
And it doesn't matter. Never mind.
Yeah. The next thing, I sent you several messages, both in Twitch chat and DMs, asking you to letting you know that the 2024 season's greetings was available for pre-order.
Oh yeah.
Had you pre-ordered it yet?
No, I haven't. Is it?
Oh, okay.
Is it gone? Can I still do it?
No. There's still places you can still, yeah. There's still lots of places to pre-order from. But the problem is that there's different, like, we got the JYP shop version, but there's also, I think there's two other versions where you get like exclusive photo cards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was looking at it and I was like, okay, should I get it? Like, I don't know.
Well, so I love having it because it always comes with some like just some knick-knacky cool stuff for the year, right? So it does come with like a sweet photo book. You get some, like, there's usually some photo cards and stuff. You get that kind of stuff that are like exclusive to this photo shoot. But you get like a Stray Kids like desk calendar and stuff like that. And so like I love to have that kind of stuff because I want to have a little desk calendar and every month get to flip it and see which boy's next. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's yeah, it's great. It's great. I'm excited about it. Jeanette was able to get it. We bought the JYP shop version because when it was just put up for pre-order, we didn't order it from the JYP shop because it's too expensive.
Oh.
Like, they charge like $50 for shipping. It's insane. Oh. We've done it before. We've like bought from them before just because we were like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it. And then, yeah, no, don't. I mean, do that, I guess, if you have lots of money. But like, yeah, it's crazy expensive unless you do a group order. But it does come with like a little air freshener. But anyway, they have a little teaser to like from when they did the photo shoot, which I do have queued up. It's only a minute long. So I just figured, oh, fuck it. Like, we can watch that. Right. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what it's all about.
All right.
It's pretty funny for them to be like, we're so cozy, and then be playing that song in the background. Like, it's pretty great. Yeah. So what do you think? You're going to get yourself a season's greetings?
Maybe.
All right. Well, it's a lot of stuff. So, you know, if you want to look at these boys, posters and all kinds of shit, there's an air freshener. Yeah. You know.
I thought you were about to say air fryer for a second. I was like,
no, although Stray Kids should put out an official air fryer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should they?
Oh, yeah. Because you know why. Yeah, Leibit. Yeah. Yeah, so it was pretty cool. I did want to kind of go back to the Billboard video because I forgot. I remembered while we were watching that, but I forgot to mention that as we were watching it, like, they all had cool outfits and stuff, but I was just, my eyes were like a fucking magnet to watch Han in that video.
Yeah.
Because his like vest had this like really like long soft strands of something flopping around, and I was just like, whoa, it looks good.
Okay.
You know, some of the other people, like Lee No and Seungmin, look like band directors, which is fine. Yeah, that's all good. Well and good. But yeah, I did that really caught my attention. I was just like, oh, because it I feel like it kind of like matched the aesthetic, but it stood out. So anyway.
Do you want to watch it again? Or are you
no.
just saying you
Oh, I'm just saying it. Yeah, I just wanted you to understand.
Think about it.
You know, but if you want me to, I can jump to it and you'll see it. See what I mean?
Oh.
Very fuzzy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I was trying to say. I just forgot to say it when we were talking about the other thing. Oh. So I was like, I can't not say that. It was in my brain, so I need to get it out, you know?
Right. Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Now, that's not all we're doing, because Stray Kids actually released a cool new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called Two Kids Show.
Oh, okay.
You remember One Kids Room and Two Kids Room we started but never finished. It's like where, you know, one of them goes into a room, or in this case, two of them go into a room, probably have some interview time or whatever. But with Two Kids Show, they're going to actually perform and sing some music for us as well. So it should be pretty interesting. I know at the very least they're going to perform Volcano. So that should be cool to have Sungmin perform Volcano. That'd be neat, you know, cause that's a Han song, right?
Is it?
Yeah. You know, you'll know it once we listen to it. It's just, it's not on an album yet. So that's why you can't remember it. Cause it's not going to be on, you know, any of your streaming.
Right.
Yeah. We'll watch it.
He clapped for us late.
He did. Hey, Tom, that was the first episode of Two Kids Show. What'd you think?
That was it. That's a good show. I'd watch the fuck out of that show.
It's really good. First off, if Changbin is the host in every episode, perfect. He was great. He was great. They said he was like nervous at the beginning, and I was just like, it doesn't come across. The interview feels so natural. He knows that. I mean, he's known them for years and years and years. Of course, it would be natural for them to talk to each other. But like he said at one point, like somebody hands somebody from Stray Kids an actual script, and they're just like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah,
I don't know. He did a great job. I loved it.
Oh, man. You know, that just reminded me of a story that I forgot to tell you.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, I don't know, it relates a little bit, I think, because I did my, on Wednesday, Wednesday morning, I did my teach evaluation to get qualified so that I can actually teach.
Oh, nice. How was that?
It was an experience. Okay, so I knew that it was going to happen Wednesday because we had to like schedule it for the guy to come over, the evaluator to come over.
Right.
And like there's a process. So last week I did a couple practice runs like that are graded that I have to be evaluated basically by the guys in the office, right? And so like
right.
So we did a couple practices, you know, they score me basically and then give me pointers and tell me like what I need to fix and all that. And so we did that. We did that last week. And then Monday I think it was Monday. I had a dream, not Monday night, but like Saturday night or Sunday.
Okay.
So I had a dream that I started the evaluation. Like it was a nightmare, I guess. It was not a good dream.
Okay. All right.
Because in the dream, okay. So like part of what you have to do for the evaluation is you have to write your name on the board and then like what you're going to teach. And then in your introduction, you say, you know, hello, my name is Tom. And then you point to it on the, like you point to it on the board so that people can see it. And so also you can't swear, which is like, sure. Right.
That
makes sense. So in my dream, I go, hello, my name is Tom. And then I point to the board and I realize I haven't written it on the board. And so I say, oh shit. And then the evaluator stands up and goes, I'm out of here. He said shit. And I had to like plead with him to like, no, give me another chance, please.
So did you say shit?
No. In the dream.
For real life?
In the dream I did. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So here's what happened Wednesday.
Yeah.
The evaluator, we scheduled him to come at 10 a.m., right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know why. I don't get nervous very often. It's very rare that I get nervous. And the thought of teaching, like actually teaching the students, I'm not nervous about at all. But for some reason, this whole evaluation thing, it like really got to me. Now, I was like, I don't know why. I was just super nervous every time we went to do it. Even during the practice teaches, like where I have to do the practice in front of the guys from the office. Cause I'm like, oh, it feels weird. You know, like, I don't know. I need to take improv classes or something. Cause I just, it's just, I don't know. It's really awkward.
There is something fucking so funny about that because every week for 2 years, you've been getting on a mic and improvising with me like
yeah,
nonstop.
Yeah. But it's different. I don't know. It's different, but
I guess you can't see their faces. Right?
Yeah. Well, I can't see the faces, but the difference I think is that for the evaluation, it's 2 pages of check boxes that I have to do right for the grade. And it's all like really weird, like hyper specific things that are just not natural. Like you wouldn't naturally be this way. I feel like during actual instruction. And thinking about all those things while you're like, for instance, one of the points is like, if you go to use the whiteboard in the back and you've been using the smart board in the front, make sure you turn the smart board off so that it's not a distraction when you go to the back. Like, okay. You know, it's just like really small things that could add up to a lot of missed points. So I was like, okay, the dude's going to be here soon. Like I need to do another practice. You know, I want to do another practice run, just to iron out any issues that I might have. And, especially the last part. Cause like we almost never get to the end. We just like wrap up and I'm like, okay, it sounds good. But like, you know, the last 5 minutes of the actual lesson, I don't know what I'm going to say. So I'm like, we really need to get to the end here so that I can practice this part that I've never done before. And, so we go into the classroom. And I start going through everything and it's like, what time? It was like 9:15. And I was like halfway through at the intro and the dude just walks in to the classroom and he's like, hey, I'm here early. Can we get this knocked out? Cause I got somewhere else to be at 10. And I was like, I'm just doing a practice run really quick. And he's like, well, let's just make the practice run the real thing.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
oh, God.
But I'm not going to tell him no. I'm gonna be like, no, we must stick to the 10 o'clock schedule. You know, but I was like, right. I was like, okay, sure. Yeah. And so. You know, one of the people ran in back to the office to get our course soup is the one that like brings all the paperwork and everything. So like had to go tell him to like, hey, we're starting early. So come get all the shit in here. And then while we're sitting there waiting, I guess they also have to tell this guy, Dan, because he's the like the lead civilian for the course. He's been doing this for like 20 years at this point or more, you know, like. He's the guy when it comes to tacto and he walks in and like him and I are cool, but I didn't expect him to be at my evaluation, but it turns out he has to be at the evaluation. He's one of the graders. And so when he walks in, I'm like, oh fuck, I have to do this in front of him also. This sucks.
Oh man.
Yeah. So really stoked about that. I didn't know that he was going to be there. because he's like mega smart about all this stuff and is probably going to be really, you know, like harsh on me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was like, okay, fuck it. Cool. Let's do it. Yeah. I'm not nervous at all.
So, okay. All right. You and Chung Bean feeling the same. Sure.
Yeah, we got all, everyone got all their paperwork, all the grading sheets and everything, and sat down. And then they were like, you know, we were just chit chatting for a while because we were waiting on the course soup to bring the paperwork. And then when he got in there, everyone was seated, and then the conversation kind of died down, and everyone looked at me. I'm standing up at the front, and I'm like, all right, well, I guess we're going to start. And so I started, I did my intro, and I went into the whole thing. You know, it takes about 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes entirely. And I thought I was doing pretty good. Every now and then I'd look over at the evaluator, and he'd be like nodding and, you know, like laughing at my jokes and stuff. And I was pretty energetic. There were a few things that I was like, ew, maybe I shouldn't have done that, but nothing too bad. And then,
okay.
I felt pretty good about it. Like while I was doing it, as it progressed into it, I was like, oh, I'm fucking killing this. Like my confidence level is just through the roof, like at least halfway through, you know, I was like, okay, cool. I'm good. He's nodding. He's smiling. He's having a good time. This is probably going good. And then at the end, you know,
you hadn't practiced the part.
I hadn't practiced it. And I also had not read, like the only thing that I've done about that particular part is I've been through the course and like, I've passed. So like, I know a moderate amount about that particular thing. And so I did the part that haven't practiced before, hardly ever fucking read, and got through it, and then went back I did like a little drawing on the backboard, and then I went back to the front, and I was like, and that concludes my lesson, blah, blah, blah. You know? And then, they told me my grades, the evaluator, you know, he was basically like, yeah, you did good. Like, I liked when you did this. I liked when you did that. You know, here's some pointers for you for the future. And he gave me like a 96, I think. I want to say a 96. Oh,
hell yeah. That sounds good, right? Is that good?
It's really
okay.
Good. Out of 100. All right. Right? So,
right. No, but you have not clarified for me what is passing and not passing.
I think passing is like a 70. So,
oh, okay. You're killing it. Right. All right.
So I did good. And then, you know, so he had some feedback for me, and then, somebody else went through theirs. Oh no, Dan. So Dan, the lead civilian guy, right? He started doing his, and he was like, yeah, I mean, honestly, like, you did really good. I don't have a whole lot much to say like that differs from him. You know, except the end there when you were talking about token passing, you know, media access method. There's some things that I want to talk about there, but that can wait. And I was like, okay, because that's like the end of it. And I hadn't practiced it. I'd only practiced CSMAC D, which I don't know if you know anything about that. But, you know, anyway, media access methods for networks. Anyway, so he was like, yeah, I gave you a 92, which is the highest score I've given anybody on their first teach. So,
oh, shit. All right.
I was like, oh, shit. All right. I guess I did good then. Yeah.
Wow.
Not as stressful. And then, okay. So then the dude is like, okay, the evaluator, he's like, okay, I got to run. I got to go somewhere else. And so he leaves, and Dan is like, all right, let's talk about token passing for a second. Cause the way you explained it is not at all how it works. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, he doesn't know that. And he's like, I know, which is why I waited for him to leave before I brought this up.
I at least with him, you could probably be like, yeah, I was about to practice that part and then I fucking couldn't.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I said that too. I was like, I hadn't practiced it yet. And then he came in and interrupted me. So I had to just wing it. He's like, okay, maybe it's, you know, maybe you're nervous or maybe just someone hasn't explained it to you properly. And I was like, maybe both. I don't know. Go ahead. Explain it to me. Let's hear it, Dan. And he's like, okay, here's how it works. And he gave me a little mini lesson on token passing media access method. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I get it now. Thanks. The way that I explained it wasn't too far off. It didn't really matter that much.
Well, I mean, it definitely depends on who you're trying to explain it to, yeah, right? Yeah, like sometimes you just, especially if you're winging it and you're just trying to give like an analogy of like, yeah, this is basically what it's like. It could be totally wrong.
I did do, but
gets the point across.
It was an analogy. I gave an analogy and I drew something to kind of be like, this is kind of how it works, you know, except I was saying, this is how it works. And the dude asked me a question. He goes, can it go? Because it's talking about token passing to send signals on a network, to pass messages on a network. And he's like, can it go both ways? And I was like, I think it can. And then Dan goes, after he left, he was like, it cannot go both ways. I was like, okay. So, whatever. It can, though, okay? The way that I explained it was going clockwise. He asked, does it have to go clockwise or can it go counterclockwise? And I was like, I think it can go both, which is technically true if it's full duplex, but we didn't even get into that. So that doesn't matter.
Great. Thank you for the detailed explanation.
Anyway.
Glad you did well. It's good. I mean, you scored very well. So I wouldn't be too worried about it. And once you get in front of students, they're not going to be there to judge you. You're going to be in charge of them so they can fucking suck it. So,
well, I mean, they can submit. We do.
Oh, clearly they submit feedback. We've heard all about it. I cut it from many episodes.
we collect feedback from them. So they are there to judge me, but I don't give a shit. My career is not in well, it kind of is in their hands, I guess. My career is in my hands, not theirs.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And you know what? Chongbin's career is in his hands. That's true. He was a great MC to bring it back to this two kids show.
Yeah. Also, did he ever look at the fucking cue cards?
Not on camera, as far as I could tell, other than when he was just messing with it. Now, that doesn't mean he didn't look at them, but they could have cut any time that he did look for the questions, because that would have been like a lull of him being like, okay, what's next? And then actually talking it out. But I don't know, from their reactions when Seungmin and Han were talking to him about how he did, it seemed like they were like, you did a good job of making this like pretty conversational. So I think he did great. I mean, like, it really, reminds me a lot of, like, Lee Mujin service, which we'd watched before. Han and Ian and Seungmin have all been on that, where they sang songs and talked about, you know, various things with slightly less music or like, the music placed at the end, because it's not all a music show. It was about their relationships and stuff. You know, questions that Stay has. You know, I think we're at the point now. I gotta say this. I would probably speak for a large portion of Stay of like, can we stop talking about the wallet fight? Like, I think we've heard about it enough. Like, it's been brought up so many times on these kind of shows where it's just like, you could have cut that whole segment, not talked about it, and just not had it in there. Could have been like, you know, 5 minutes shorter and nothing would have changed. Like, we all know about the wallet fight. They've already spilled all the tea on it. So I don't know. Like, I guess if you're like a baby Stay and you don't know about the wallet fight, then maybe it's fine to have it there. But I was just like, oh my God, this is like the fifth time I've heard them to bring up the, but it's like I kind of feel this way about, so Seungmin did a love poem on Kingdom. Amazing performance, beautiful vocals, couple years ago now. And people still, like, in the situations where even the members among the group are talking to him about how good he sings, they're just like, oh my God, love poem, right? And I'm like, okay, like, at a certain point, it starts to go like, hey, why are you still talking about that one thing? You know what I mean? Like, but they didn't. I was surprised. I thought it would get brought up, because it seems like every time that they talk about Seungmin singing well, somebody's like, whoa, but love poem though, right? You know? But they didn't have to. They actually sang some songs and showed off his exquisite talents. Holy shit. I feel my man's like, got pipes.
I feel like you just said about the wallet fight, you know, it could be applied to some other situations too, in my opinion. However, I will say I'm gonna be real with you. I don't remember what.
You don't remember the wall fight?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of that before. If I have, I clearly don't remember it. So when they were talking about it, I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? And but I agree. Like, it, whatever. Who cares? It didn't need to be discussed, I suppose. But I never
essentially
heard of that.
they were having some kind of argument, and then Han took his fucking wallet out and threw it at Sungmin, and it hit him in the chest.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. That's the whole story, essentially.
Well, like aggressively? Like, he was really mad?
Oh, yeah. He was mad. Oh. Fuck yeah. Big mad. Oh, yeah. He was angry. Big mad. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he literally just said, like, oh, well, he was like having like a late puberty kind of moment where he was just like, oh, I was just angry at everything. Yeah. I was angry at everyone. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. He threw his wallet out at him and then stormed off.
Yeah. I mean, look, like, fights are going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
It's especially when you're young like that, like, you never been angry before and. It's
what
later regretted, like, it happens to everyone, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't know, you know, it's, and that's true. I think the reason why I say, like, why I wish that they could, you know, finish talking about it and be done with it, it's just because it's like, that content still exists if people are curious about the fact that it happened. And they, to be fair to them, like, if they did talk about it more in depth, like, right, like you said, they didn't talk about it in a way where you would have, you know, known exactly what happened. They just kind of said, like, yeah, oh, you really threw your whole wallet at him? Yeah, it was a big one. And it hit him right in the chest. And it was like, that's like the extent of how they described the event. But there's been other fights, you know, not like fights like that where somebody like threw something at someone, but like where they were like angry at each other on camera. So, yeah, it's interesting. But, you know, like, you take eight dudes who are, you know, in their early 20s, late teens, and then just say, like, all right, I hope you all get along all the time. Like, perfect. That's never going to happen.
Never be upset about anything because your whole lives are on film. Yeah. It's look, nobody can shame them. Okay. Fucking put a camera in your face for your entire fucking life. See how you like it. You know, see,
I would not
see if
like
any
that.
Moments of yours are captured that you would rather not, you know?
Yeah. Although I don't think that was caught on camera. They just talked about it.
Yeah. But I mean,
but yeah,
regardless, like, don't, if that's a discussion that fucking Stay or other people want to have, like, why you want us talking about the last time you got upset? Like,
yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, like, I get why people find it interesting. I think some people definitely think that there's something, hot about angry Han. I literally think that there's definitely a contingent that's like, oh, throw your wallet at me, daddy, you know, kind of a thing. I don't know. Oh, hang on. Okay. I gotta let my cat out. He's being an asshole. Okay. Hold on. Sorry.
He gone. Boy, this sure is taking a while.
It didn't take that long. I just had to open the door, let him out, and he would kind of do a little wiggle-woo to get out of the doorway so I could close it again. You know, it's no big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I get the need. Like, it is interesting for them to talk about the growth of their relationships with each other. And, like, especially if there's been contention, like, in the past and how they've overcome it. That's obviously interesting. But for people to like latch on to particular stories and be like, can you believe Han did this? Shut the fuck up. All right. Just move on.
Yeah. I don't know. I do love their relationship. I love like Han calling Sungmin and being like, hey, do you have lunch yet? Let's go get lunch. And then they have like this lovely day where they go back home and play some Tekken together. And then Han just fucking forgets it. And meanwhile, Sungmin was like, that was a really special day. We don't really get together that often. It's so good. I love that. I mean, they have a good dynamic.
That is a perfect example of like things that happen in real life, though, too. Like,
for sure.
I'm sure that. I can say with 100% certainty that there have been things that have happened, like while Anna and I have, you know, been in a relationship that like I have completely forgotten about and yet are like core memories for her where she's like, I remember this vividly. So many, mm-hmm. she says, you know, like she'll say some shit. She'll be like, remember when you did this one thing? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. That never happened. And she's like, no. Okay, let me lay it. It was a Wednesday. It was 9:34. You know?
I was like, I do know.
Okay, the bacon. Okay, sure.
Yeah. No, that happens. That's. I feel like that's pretty normal. I don't know.
Yeah.
But maybe I feel like that's pretty normal because of my brain too, you know?
Yeah, right. Like, I remember quite a bit, but some things are just like, they just slip out. You know, they just go away and they're gone forever.
Yeah, never getting that back. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's fine. I think that their relationship is really cool. I love that they enjoy finding like motivation in each other to like do different things.
Wait, hang on. What is this message from Anna? Remember that one time I tried to give you a leg massage 5 years ago and you told me to stop? So I just assumed you hated leg massages for the next 5 years. Explain that one. Why did I tell you to stop? It was in Spain. Okay. We were sitting on the couch. Okay. Yeah. Really pain. You said your legs were kind of hurting. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That would warrant a leg massage.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Very lightly was trying to help. Okay.
Oh, but maybe it hurt too bad. And you were like, no.
But did I say why? You just said that.
That doesn't feel good. Well, okay. All right. Like, in your defense, sometimes, like, if your muscle's too tight, like, a massage is not going to do it. Like, so, and it just hurts more. So you would say, no, that doesn't feel good. Don't do that. You know, like, when I have a bout of nausea, I want to be perfectly still, like a fucking board. And like, if Jeanette like tries to touch my arm, I'm like, don't touch me. Like, nothing must disturb the stillness or I will throw up. Please don't touch me.
Oh man. Like that one time that I was trying to cook. Like maybe I should. I don't know, but you know, sometimes you just want to say like to whatever it is to immediately stop that and then not explain further unless an inquiry is made. So sometimes I am a more words person though, but like there was that one time. Okay. Like this is the time that Anna fucking nailed it though. And it was pretty recent. I would say like maybe a month or two ago, I was super excited. It was when the Roadcaster was supposed to arrive. You remember?
When it was
going to get delivered, but the address was fucked up. So we were waiting on it anyway. That day, I was downstairs cooking breakfast food. It was like afternoon or whatever, but I was like, I'm going to do everything, right? Like I was going to make eggs and bacon and potatoes and tortillas, and we were going to have breakfast tacos, and it was going to be, and I also made sausage, and I was just trying to, like, I was doing too much, really, is what it came down to, and I just kept fucking up everything. Like, everything just kept turning up bad, and it was so frustrating. Like, I fucked up the bacon somehow. I don't know how, but it came out so burnt and crispy. I was just like, fuck, it's ruined. God. And then I put too many potatoes in the pan, and so they came out too mushy, and I was like, fuck it, I'll try to make some other ones in a different pan. And then that in that pan they kept sticking, so I was like, I got so mad, I just fucking threw the pan away. We no longer own that pan.
The whole pan?
Yeah, because I was like, fuck this shit. It just, oh,
you,
yeah,
fucking threw your wallet in the trash can.
The fire alarms went off also.
Oh.
And just everything was going wrong. I was so fucking mad, and I was just like, I just have to fucking finish this shit. And Anna comes in the kitchen and is like, you know, scratching my back, and I'm just like, and she's like, do you is this helping you, or do you want me to just leave so you can finish? And I was like, just, I just want to finish. So she left.
that's great. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to see it through, you know. That makes sense.
Yeah. But you know, it was like, I didn't say anything, and she's just like immediately like, this, I just got to make sure this is not helping, right? Like, I'm trying to help, but it's not helping, right? I was like, yes, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at this fucking kitchen. Really, I was mad at myself because, like, I'm a better cook than right. that. I don't know why everything was going wrong. I was just fucking it all up, and I was mad at myself because it should have been better, you know?
Yeah, sometimes everything goes wrong, you know? That's just what happens. So it's fine, you know? Just remember.
It's all good now.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is all good now. Yeah.
Today was a good cooking day. Yeah, we fucking nailed it. Oh yeah, because I was sick yesterday, so we didn't do Thanksgiving anything. So today we made our Thanksgiving food. Although,
oh, nice.
We decided to not do the mac and cheese because that would have taken even more effort. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't fix what isn't broken,
we
right?
Might do
like
that
you
tomorrow.
Got you got the right stuff. Did you make mashed potatoes?
Oh, did we make some mashed potatoes? Holy shit. I ordered way too many potatoes because we did an Instacart like on Wednesday. And so because I was like, I don't want to go to the fucking grocery store the day before Thanksgiving and also
right.
the day of boot camp graduation since they did it early. So, you know, like there's hundreds of people at the grocery store already and hundreds more because all these families are in town for because their baby graduated, you know?
Right.
I'm like, fuck that. Pay someone else to do it. And we got so many potatoes. I had to boil them in two different pots because it was so many potatoes.
Wow.
Yeah, we got a lot of mashed potatoes. It's good though.
Yeah. It's a lot of potates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jeanette made a shitload of mashed potatoes, and so much so that we have like an extra dish full of mashed potatoes. So
nice.
I'll be eating some of those tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a lot. We didn't get a lot of sweet potatoes though, which I was kind of sad. I thought I ordered more than that, but we only got two big boys, which is good. Like we had a little dish of candied sweet potatoes, which were fucking amazing.
But
it's all gone now because we didn't have a lot.
Yeah, well, yeah, that'll happen. I mean, as long as it was good, you know, you still ate it.
Oh,
so
yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Anyway, Sungmin and Han, they sang a couple songs for us. What'd you think of their singing there?
It was wonderful. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I loved every minute of it, especially when Sungmin like went into those fucking just started belting. I was like, oh
yeah.
This boy. Mm.
That was during Hold On, and I was just like floored. I was like, Jesus Christ, what happened? This man is so good.
Yeah.
Like, and I've seen him sing live, not to toot my own horn, but you know,
yeah,
that was crazy. So yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty excited about this series. I saw some tweet or TikTok or something that was like, you know, doing a full on like enhance on one of the posters in the background, and seemed to indicate, and I don't know who, because I don't remember, they may have said, but seemed to indicate that someone is going to be singing Drive, which I'm really excited about for this series. I'm just like, are they going to do two sexy songs? Are we going to get Drive and something else sexy? Like, I don't know who it is. I don't know. So yeah, it's gonna be good. I mean, I just have no idea. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. That is interesting.
That it is interesting. Yeah.
Interesting. What is this post? Hold on. What duo do you want a song or another song from in the future? I want Taemin and Hyunjin to to do whatever they want to do as long as it's sexy.
I think they mean among the Stray Kids members, but yeah, sure. Obviously you think that. I want Lee No and Han to do a sexy song together.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, still sexy. At the second fan meet, the host was like, the MC was just like, saying like what concepts, she was asking like the crowd, like what concepts do you want to hear? And they were like, this kind of concept. And then they were like, sexy concept. And then like when she said sexy concept, like the crowd was going crazy. And this was the one where they had the fans instead of clapping. And it was just like, smack, 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 smack. And she was just like, seems like they want you to do sexy concepts. It was so funny. Yeah. But I think, yeah, because like Han has like such a high vocal and Lee No has a really nice falsetto. Like, I think that their voices go really well together. And of course with, I wasn't really thinking about the fact that it's Han and Lee No, you know what I mean? But like, they said their voices sound really good together. You know what I mean? I was just kind of off the top of my head thinking like, who sounds good together? And I said, Lino and Han. And yeah, I'm like, yeah. Oh wait, where they just put out a song, but like another one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
a sexy one.
More is not bad. Right. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
what
I don't want
to, do I know?
I don't want to like, I don't want to set expectations too high too soon, but when we were watching Megaverse, I was like, oh man, am I getting to the point where I can identify who is singing based on their voice? I might be getting there. I'm getting pretty close, I think. I feel pretty confident about it.
That's pretty impressive.
Sometimes it's like really hard though, you know, like it's...
The only one that I feel like I still have a hard time picking out is Felix. Changbin, because when Changbin is singing, instead of just rapping, I feel like I'm just like, wait, who, what? You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, who?
Yeah, yeah.
What? Like, he sings very well, but you know, yeah, it's just. It's just one of those things where he just doesn't do it as often as other members. And so like when he does and he's singing like clean vocals on a track, I'm just like, wait a minute, that didn't sound like any other member. So I think it's Changbin.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Changbin, did you notice, I opened my, limited star version of Rockstar and I got this like poster card thingy. I don't know what to call it. It's like a little... It's like a big photo of Changbin.
Oh, mini, yeah, yeah. The mini poster. Yeah, I got that mini poster of Sungmin staring in my soul. So, yeah.
I wish that were the one that I got signed, but you know what?
I'll take it.
I
still need to get a headliner version. I haven't gotten one of those yet, so I should pick one up from somewhere. I don't know where I need to buy it from, but I need to buy it because... Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that, you know, they did like the limited edition and then they did the rock and roll. But and then there was like the postcard version, right. I think they called it. It was just the, you know, they always do one that's like individual members. So I was like, I want to get the headliner, you know, because it's a headliner. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea what it comes with. It's just that it's a version I don't own. So I want it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But to go back to the question, that's tough though, because like, I like all the members, and I think any duo between them would be fantastic. But maybe in particular, I want Han and IN to do.
Oh, interesting.
To do school life, just the two of them.
that's interesting. Yeah. I don't know if they would, but that would be interesting. Or like, do you mean actually school life or something that's like that kind of cutesy vibe?
Maybe both.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's other combinations that we don't see very often. Like, I don't know, Ian and Changbin would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Except, oh, man. All right, imagine this. Ian... and Changbin. No, wait. We'll do IN, Sungmin, and Changbin. And on it, IN and Sungmin do all the raps, and Changbin does all the singing.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine that. Okay. That'd be so good.
While you were forming that thought and putting that out into the universe, I was thinking, how cool would it be if like Han and Changbin and IN did one, but it's like all about how fucking cool IN is. You know, it's like, it's kind of like Maknae on top, except it's just like Han and Changbin like fawning over how fucking suave and cool IN is in the music video or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a little bit like what Maknae on top was, but it's a little bit like the tone would be different.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not as like funny.
Right.
But like serious, like taking it serious. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, have you seen this man?
Like, yeah. Oh, look at him. He's so cool. Like, I wish I could be like him, you know?
Mm. Yeah. But, you know, I think we already learned from my pace that you should just go at your own pace, not try to be like other people.
Well,
right?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
True that.
Stray Kids already taught this lesson.
Anyway.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that was fun. I don't know what we're going to do next week. Stray Kids will probably release another one of these, but I also feel like we stopped in the middle of a Need You episode. So maybe we'll catch up on Stray Kids news and watch some Need You after that. And yeah, we'll just keep going in this rotation. It's pretty fun.
Need You? Kneezy?
Sorry, Kneezy Project. Yeah. Just ignore me. It doesn't mean anything. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
anyway. The Kneezy Project. The Kneezy
Project.
Yeah, yeah. That's all I said.
Just,
don't worry about it.
Just an FYI. I don't know if I can record Friday.
That's fine.
But, you know, I'll keep you in the loop because I got stuff to do on Saturday. So we might move the other thing that I'm supposed to do Saturday to Friday, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I haven't broached the subject with everyone else.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, if you get through it tomorrow, then it's not a problem.
that is true. Oh man. I wanted to talk about that, but you already know everything and then they would just be boring to everyone else. So yeah.
We'll talk about it after this episode ends.
If we do that tomorrow, I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to be impressed. Honestly.
Yeah, it would be impressive.
I'd be impressed, but also it feels so good. Oh yeah, it feels good. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to feel good, you got to go to makeastay.com and you got to join us on Discord and follow our podcast on your favorite podcast app. And yeah, we'll all have fun with Stray Kids together. Just like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you...
What?
Just the way. And if you want to feel good, you have to go to makeastay.com.
You do. It's a requirement. Yeah. You can't feel good any other way.
True, 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 true.
Yeah.
Dude, so true, bestie.
Mm,
anyway, yeah. Go to makeastay.com. Join the Discord. Subscribe to us on Patreon. Give us money. You'll be happier.
Okay.